Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the Taoiseach was in Derry today attending a meeting of the Northwest Regional Development Group. As 10,839 new cases of COVID-19 are confirmed today, it's emerged that Letterkenny University Hospital continues to see less patients, 48 infected patients at the hospital today. Meanwhile, the Taoiseach says he doesn't expect the isolation period for COVID to be significantly reduced. The Sea Fisheries Protection Authority says the master and operator of a Danish fishing vessel which left Killybegs without landing a catch this week chose to do so. Earlier today, the CEO of the Irish Fish Processors and Exporters Association says it was a travesty. And later in the bulletin, Oisin is here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with the Taoiseach's visit to Derry today. He attended a meeting of the Northwest Regional Development Group to hear at first hand the positive impact the cross-border funding is having on growth across the Northwest city region. The group told Micheál Martin that more can be done, stressing the level of cooperation that exists between the two councils. With more, here's Trish Laverty.
Those attending the meeting heard about the ongoing collaborative approach by Derry City, Anstruthan District Council and Donegal County Council and their strategic partners in the region and in central government in delivering economic growth and investment, environmental, social and community cohesion for the region. The meeting allowed the group to directly discuss with the Taoiseach and officials of the government a range of regional priorities for the area and a range of options for scaling up cooperation and development work between local and central government on both sides of the border. Delegates attending the meeting heard how, with the government's continued support and working within the framework of North-South cooperation, the cross-border Northwest city region has the potential to drive innovation, create jobs and become a net contributor to a sustainable and balanced regional economy on the island of Ireland. The meeting was also an opportunity to see the wide-ranging benefits of the Northwest Development Fund on some local companies, with showcases on the tangible benefits they have experienced in furthering their plans for growth and connecting to new markets both at home and abroad.
And the Taoiseach remains in the region with a number of engagements in Derry and Donegal over the weekend. 10,839 new cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed today. There were 5,750 PCR confirmed cases, while 5,089 people registered positive antigen tests through the HSE portal. 1,472 COVID-19 patients are in hospital, a decrease of 63, 59 of them in ICU. That's up one. Latest figures show numbers at Letterkenny University Hospital continue to fall, with 48 infected patients, none of them in intensive care. Well, the Taoiseach says he doesn't believe the isolation period for COVID will be reduced significantly. It comes after cabinet ministers asked the chief medical officer to review the 7-day isolation period for those with the virus. Dr. Tony Houlihan told the subcommittee the current wave of the virus appears to have peaked and he believes a mask mandate is not required. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar says any recommendations will be evidence-based.
He'll come back to us with advice in the next couple of weeks. I don't anticipate a significant change, quite frankly, because this is down to the science and the incubation period of the virus is what it is and the infectious period is what it is.
The Central Statistics Office has moved to reassure households that haven't yet received a census form that deliveries are continuing. The CSO says Donegal is one of a number of areas where delivery has been challenging and anyone who hasn't received a form by Sunday can apply for it and complete it retrospectively. Households that haven't received census forms or haven't been contacted by an enumerator are urged to contact the CSO by visiting census.ie or calling 0818 2022 04 to request a form. The help desk will operate between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. tomorrow and on Sunday. There are more details and those contact numbers on our website, highlandradio.com. The Sea Fisheries Protection Authority says the master and operator of a Danish fishing vessel which left Killybegs without landing a catch this week chose to do so. The SFPA says it was operating under the terms of an interim control plan to which the master and operator objected. With more, here's Catherine Gaffney.
In a statement, the SFPA says that yesterday it sought to undertake an inspection which would include supervising the weighing before transport of a fishing vessel at Killybegs Harbour. Such weighings, it said, are required by the interim control plan as approved by the European Commission. The SFPA says the master of the vessel and the operator objected to the process for weighing upon landing as set out in the interim control plan. The statement adds the master and operator were offered the use of an industry-owned water separator which would preserve the quality of the fish during the process. However, the SFPA says they opted not to avail of this and subsequently the master of the vessel chose to leave the port. The SFPA says it intends to notify the relevant regulatory authority of the EU member state in which this vessel is flagged of this interaction.
And that statement available in full on our website. Well, earlier the CEO of the Irish Fish Processors and Exporters Association, Brendan Byrne, described what happened yesterday as indicative of what he termed the total disregard for the fishing industry at government level. He says 60 workers lost out on work as a result, and he says Irish ports will suffer reputational damage as a result of yesterday's events.
It shows to the latter extent of how dysfunctional the management of the entire fishery here in Ireland has become from the competent authority and from a complete lack of interest and disconnect on the part of the government. And this is not acceptable. Here you have a vessel that wished to do business with Ireland and they had to leave port to go to any other European port because there's greater rights and they would be afforded the courtesies of land and fish in any other port in Europe apart from any port in Ireland, and that has to be called out.
And something urgently needs to be done because this is simply unsustainable.
It's unsustainable. At a time of rampant inflation when you have everyone struggling to make ends meet, you had yesterday 60 people sent home that otherwise would have at least a week's work in this, and here you have this happening in Donegal. It can happen in any other port in Ireland. But what you have here is a complete lack of interest on the part of the government to get a handle on this. This has been going on now for more than a year. There's no political leadership in regard to this, and the situation is deteriorating rapidly. Not alone that, but you have reputational damage now for Ireland, a country that's seeking to become a leading fish processor and fish producer in the EU. And here you have vessels from other EU countries just turning their back because they're just saying you cannot do business with Ireland. Ireland has become completely dysfunctional in terms of how it manages fish.
Brendan Byrne there speaking to Michaela Clark. SSE electricity customers are the latest to be hit with energy price hikes. The company says average electricity bills will increase by 24%, while gas bills will go up by 32.3% from May 1st. In a statement, the company says it will provide additional supports for those who are experiencing financial pressure. With some good news on the economic horizon, a major boost on the way for West Donegal in the form of 60 new jobs. The former Austin Glenveagh in Goodore is to undergo a major innovation. It will become known as The Social, with boutique accommodation, a restaurant, cocktail bars, live music venue, function rooms and a family entertainment centre. The 19-bedroom hotel was closed in 1999. It was at that point run by the Barr family. Their grandson, Shane Barr, managing director of Gola Hospitality, is now taking over the reins. He says it comes at what is a pivotal point in the development of Donegal's tourism industry.
I suppose we're delighted, first of all, to be in a position to invest in the area, Gweedore, to provide them much needed amenities for the tourism sector in the area and creating the employment that goes with it. You know, it's important for us, and obviously it's an exciting time for the tourism sector with the Wild Atlantic Way and the tourists exploring that, you know, and as well as Gweedore being such an important cultural tourism hub, the tradition and culture in the area.
Bus drivers at TransLink in the north have backed strike action. The GMB members voted overwhelmingly by 82% in favour of the move. Unions submitted a pay claim of 6% to help the bus drivers, cleaners and shunters cope with rampant inflation. However, management have refused to budge from their offer of a 3% rise, which GMB says in real terms is a pay cut. And that's been rejected by workers. The union says inflation peaked last week at 8.2%, and with further price hikes in energy costs announced this week, that figure is set to increase further. History was made today when the governing body of the new Atlantic Technological University convened for the first time at ATU Donegal's Letterkenny campus. Dr. Orla Flynn was ratified as its first president. The official opening of the ATU will take place on Monday. The Further and Higher Education Minister Simon Harris will do so at an event at ATU Sligo. There will be online events at the other campuses in Donegal, Galway and Mayo. In a special video launch today, Minister Harris said he's confident that the ATU will be a game changer for the whole region.
The arrival of ATU is an extremely exciting prospect for all people, particularly young people now saying they live in a dynamic university region. I'm confident that ATU can be a game changer for research, for access for education, for regional balance development. This is a really significant moment for higher education in the Northwest and the West.
Potholes and poor roads are being blamed for high failure rates at some NCT centres. A third of centres across the country have more cars fail than pass on their first attempt. At the centre in Derrybeg in Donegal, 10% of vehicles failed for dangerous faults. That was more than twice the national average. And transport commentator Conor Faulkner says passing the NCT can very much depend on where you live.
If you look at counties like Donegal, Kerry, Mayo, counties that have a lot of road, cars that use those roads regularly are hitting potholes much more often than your city dwellers, and that actually shows up in the NCT stats. So when you throw your car into the NCT for your honest diagnostic, the NCT is able to tell you your headlights are misaligned, and that more likely happened to you in Donegal than in Dublin.
Over 22 million euro was stolen from members of the public using smishing or phishing scams last year. The most common of these is a bogus text message with a link to a fake site as criminals tried to get hold of card details. With more, here's Tom Douglas.
Everyone has been plagued with these fake messages. It could be a pretend one from your bank, a delivery note from a bogus courier, or sometimes a person pretending to be from your phone company. In short, the aim is they want your money. They want your card details by making you log in to a site that's pretending to be another one, so for example your online banking page. Detective Superintendent Michael Cryan says the website links in these messages are fake, but they're convincing. He says never click on them.
Some people are just caught at the wrong time and they click on the link. We send the message out is don't click on links. That's the most important message.
Detective Inspector Mel Smith says these fraudsters are sending messages with a bit of a scattergun approach in the hopes that someone will click. He says criminals will even phone the victim pretending to be a staff member to ask for more login details.
The victim is under pressure, they're flustered, they're afraid they're going to lose all their money, they're distracted, whatever it might be. They could be at work, they could have young kids. There's different things that happen that cause the people to do this.
Gardaí have urged anyone who's had money stolen to report it immediately to both the bank and the local Garda station.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to kick off your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
5:15. Good evening, Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with Gaelic Games. Donegal will not appeal the bans handed down to Orm McFadden Ferry and Neil McGee for their involvement in the end of game melee last Sunday at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. The pair were named among five players in referee Paddy Nallon's report. The bans for those in question carry over from the league into the championship game between the two sides at the end of the month. Armagh GA are taking a different approach on the Orchard County. Will appeal the bans given to Stephen Campbell, Aidan Nugent and Kieran Mackin. Those appeals will go to the Central Hearings Committee. The Ulster Under 20 Football Championship starts for Donegal tonight. Their match against Armagh is one of three quarterfinals to be played. Throw-in time is at 8 o'clock at McCool Park in Ballybuffet, and we will have updates from that game with Tom Comack this evening. Here's Gary Duffy, the Donegal manager, ahead of tonight's tie.
Well, look, Armagh will always come. They'll come physicality. No doubt Oisin and Barry will be taking this under 20 team in the same frame of mind, that they will be physical, and it's a different team, a different age group. It's always different years that comes with it. So Armagh are expecting it to be a physical battle come Balbuffet.
So Gary Duffy is expecting a physical battle against Armagh at under 20 level at the Ballybuffet venue tonight. The other two games are Cavan against Monaghan and Derry are meeting Antrim. Galway boss Patrick Joyce has made seven changes to his team to play Roscommon in the Alliance League Division 2 football final this weekend. Injury means Shane Walsh does not make the match day 26, with Damien Comer named to start at full forward. In international football, the draw for this year's World Cup finals is just starting in Doha. Holders France and host Qatar are among the top seeds, with the likes of England, while lurking among those in Pool 2 are Germany. Premier Division action in the SSE or Trusty League is back tonight. Leaders Derry City travel to Bohemians, looking to extend their unbeaten run to 7 games. Candy Stripes boss Rory Higgins feel they have prepared well and is pleased with the chances they have been creating so far.
It's very dangerous. They look too far ahead. So no, we're just fully focused on Bohemians. Extremely difficult game. So we're well prepared to go down there and try and get a good result. We just want to make sure our performances are right and our performances are good. And what was pleasing in the last game against St Pat's is the amount of chances that we actually created. When I watched the game back, we want to just keep our form going and keep building on it and see where it takes us.
The only other team that is unbeaten in the league so far in the Premier Division is Sligo Rovers. They sit second and they welcome Damien Duff Shelburne to the showgrounds this evening. And champion Shamrock Rovers are the visitors to Finn Park tonight. Jeremy Doherty will have updates here on Highland as from the 8 o'clock kickoff. Harps boss Ollie Horgan is expecting another testing evening.
I think the problem with Shamrock Rovers is if you don't prepare fully for it, you could take a heavy defeat. So we've gone and probably put a lot of our eggs into that basket to try and get a performance, to see could you get a result, although it'll take a hell of a lot going for us. But if you don't, you could end up on the heavy side of the defeat, and whatever bit of confidence you've gained from Shelburne could go out the window if you take your eye off the ball against them.
Also tonight, two other matches. Dundalk play UCD and St Patrick's Athletic host Drogheda. Semi-final tonight in the Irish Cup. It's Cliftonville against Crusaders. That one gets underway at 7:45 with the sides battling to see who will make it to the big decider. Bruno Fernandes has extended his contract at Manchester United. The Portugal midfielder, who arrived at Old Trafford in January 2020, has signed a new deal with the Premier League club until June 2026, with the option of an extra year. Fernandes has scored 49 goals and 39 assists in 117 games for United. Unfortunately, there was defeat today for Donegal and Ulster champions Abbey Vocational School in the FEI Schools Tom Titcher National Junior Cup final for under-17s. Abbey had to come from 2-0 down in the game against Rice College of Westport to draw 2-2, and that's how it was. That's how it finished after 90 minutes and 120 after extra time. So Abbey coming back to force penalties. But again, unfortunately, they lost out on spot kicks at Ray McSherry Park in Sligo, going down 3-2 on penalties. The Donegal Junior League action for the weekend gets underway this evening. There's a Saturday Division 1 tie with Kilmacrenan and Celtic up against Finn Town Harps. That one gets underway tonight at 8:30. On the golf front, Stephanie Meadows dropped back to 2 over par on day 2 of this year's first LPGA Tour major, the Chevron Championship. Leona Maguire tees off at around 8:20 from level par. Jennifer Kupcho and Mingji Lee are the overnight leaders in California, both sitting on 6 under. Rory McIlroy and Graham McDowell have work to do to drag themselves back into contention on day 2 of the Texas Open. They tee off at 7 o'clock from level par and 2 over par respectively. JJ Spawn is the new course leader there on day 2, currently sitting at 9 under. And finally, in rugby, Andrew Warwick will make his 150th Ulster appearance in tomorrow's URC game against the Vodacom Bulls. Ian Henderson will captain the Northern Province from the second row. Sinead and Sport Bay Major Ashri Shamara, Igadal Clug.
Gurmahagov Oshin Agusanish, Unnuch, Alev Ik Column Ferreter.
Seymour Mahatsa Colin Ferreter and Shalin the Priv Skilty, Kalyuru Vronu Nashunta, Dushina and Komortish Glor Ningale, Ingidor and Chakton Shoy Hart. Erlua Oskion Shaska Vili Euro, Edna Dushina, Augustusona Ogrio Korkoman, Vic Adam, Marwichur Nashunta, Amas Butchuri on Ear Hushkart, Na Pubber Pubble Air and Ul and Omi, Kostja Farberha Karant Hoher. On a new Padraig door, agus an agria changra leanra lecher kennen. Vi duishin a special ta on da lar chorlia farastia glian colum kille, agus kostia farberha crock folla dan kostia jonach as far. Ta farast na gilige agraktal emak di chorlia chan publi fui lahar fui na flan corporate corporageach Fuin mór factor tóhé na gaelige sna blianti atá a mach roanya a vás ar a cáthrú ládamí ibran idir a sé agus a hocht a chlug an chéad sesiún eile an gaelige an úsáid an imacht cúrsi an tíl an téma. Gáholas ag fóras na gaelige bánk aí. Túris gítar go bhfuil gantanas láistí na chorastia ar chalastí saura imlíana le líon na leabaha tse tíhe le ciricéad in nunanál a wain. Seo an céad bhíon ó iavílas a níjeg at a scolarí con frastal ar chalastí margal ar shriantí COVID, dyrt urlóri conchas an agriacht a yenan anadíacht a chalastí saurí, gyrs a hondi seo atá an gá esgera ó hiv gantanas leabaha dan a scolarí, Ac wyl a hyn eirach ta yenaf, laistí na arcu con an aib a bhwelw. Fogarit ar anew gwyl os gion 4 miliwn euro cadiha da limistir plana le na rosan yn eir hwysgar dŵn yn ôl os gion ia chyd fila cadiha da common lwch la sgail an clochan lia con park pella ŵr a hogal agus 6.5 mili euro cadiha con tacu leis an agriacht edges gael Cursi Gaelige da Rini Fasta a rear in Yeltat Glian Colum Killa, Ellen Horry, August Glianania. August the Conru ni Gaelige ag agru Seminyar ar an Gaelige, August na Jeshina, August Duchlein in Erin Eintihe, a Moraja Sahar ni Glahanie Hain Trinona ag Alterlan, Vecadam Ophia. August Shin Machodse Eligulier, Slan August Banacht.
I'm sure. Mostly cloudy for the rest of the evening with scattered outbreaks of rain and drizzle. Light to moderate northwest winds will be fresh at times near windward coasts. Cloudy with further outbreaks of rain and drizzle for a time tonight. Becoming largely dry by morning with some clear spells developing in lows of 1 to 3 degrees Celsius overnight. Coldest where skies are clearest with a touch of frost possible. Winds becoming light allowing mist to form locally. Any mist will clear to a mix of brighter sunny spells and isolated showers tomorrow morning. Those showers dying out in the afternoon with some sunny spells developing more widely. Highs tomorrow 8 to 10 degrees Celsius in light to moderate northerly breezes. And that's Highland Radio News. Main stories in brief, and the Taoiseach was in Derry today to attend a meeting of the Northwest Regional Development Group. He heard it firsthand the positive impact that cross-border funding is having on growth across the Northwest, but was told more could be done. 10,839 new cases of COVID-19 confirmed today. There are now 1,472 COVID patients in hospitals, 59 in ICU, Letterkenny University Hospital, 48 infected patients there, none in intensive care. The Taoiseach says, meanwhile, he doesn't believe the isolation period for COVID will be reduced significantly. The Chief Medical Officer is considering the issue at the Cabinet's request. And the CSO is moving to reassure households that haven't yet received a census form. Deliveries are continuing. Donegal, one of the areas where they're having difficulties. More details on our website. Back with more news at 6 o'clock. Good evening.
The obituary notices for Friday evening, the 1st of April. The death has occurred of Pat Murphy, Main Street, Kerry Keel, Donegal and Antrim, reposing at his home. Requiem Mass at 12 noon on Sunday in Our Lady of Lourdes Church, Kerry Keel, followed by interment in Milford Cemetery. The death has taken place of Samuel Hepburn, Ross Gear Lifford and formerly of Rafoe. Funeral leaving his home on Sunday afternoon at 12 noon for Mass in St Patrick's Church, Murlog Lifford at 12:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Frank Garley, 16 Derry Road, Strabane, and formerly of 11 Mountain View, Waterside, Derry. Funeral leaving his home on Sunday morning at 11:10 for Mass in the Sacred Heart Church, Derry Road at 11:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death took place on the 3rd of April 2020 of Willie Duffy, Ballymagown, Kerry Keel. A memorial Mass will now take place on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock in St Columba's Church Mass Mount Fanad. The Mass can be viewed on St Mary's Fanavolte and St Columba's Mass Mount Facebook page. The death has taken place of Connie Ewing, Ní McAteer, Clofin Castlefin, and formerly of Strabane. Funeral leaving Quigley's funeral home this evening at 5:30 to the Sacred Heart Church, Derry Road, Strabane. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to ICU, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Quigley, funeral directors. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Bridie Farrell, Gortna Grace, Castlefin. Bridie's remains are reposing at her late home at Gortna Grace in Castlefin. Funeral from her late home tomorrow morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St. Columba's Church, Donnelip, interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The death has occurred of Bridget Rogers, Cranagoogie, Crawley. Her remains are reposing at McGlynn's funeral home, viewing today, with removal to her late residence at 7:30 this evening. The house is strictly private to family only. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in Meanahuil Chapel, with interment afterwards in Mahari Cemetery. The death has taken place of Billy Graham, Tully, Remelton. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral service tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock in Leiter Presbyterian Church, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. And the death has taken place of Patrick Duffy, Carrigatassin, Derrybeg. His remains are reposing at Rorty's funeral home, Gidor, today until 6:30. Removal at 6:30 this evening to St Mary's Church, Derrybeg, for 7 o'clock to repose overnight via Meenaniller and Carrigatassin. Funeral Mass in St Mary's Church, Derrybeg, tomorrow at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty, funeral director's Facebook page, and on the parish webcam. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.
Fancy a Chinese takeaway?
Yeah!
Could be, get your...